Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I think in the church today, probably workaholics are killing more families than alcoholics. And I think the church, especially the American church, because we're so driven by activity and busyness, and we've not discovered a good Jesus rhythm. I think it's, for me as a young man, trying to prove myself and trying really to, if looking back, trying to prove myself with God, just got busy doing a lot of good things. I mean, nothing I was doing was evil or wrong, but I was involved with everything at the expense of my marriage, at the expense of real sincere friendships, and ultimately what it did is it began to damage my own soul. And I think even today I have to battle that. And there's most of the people that are probably listening today who are trying to follow Jesus, who live godly lives. We're either in one or two camps where maybe they're apathetic and are really not involved in anything, or people that are listening know what it feels like to just be overcommitted and overextended and so busy with life that there's just little time for contemplation and reflection with Jesus. And really, that's what keeps our soul alive. And that's where I was. I was just doing everything. I was saying yes to everything, but saying no to a lot of the right things.
So you were coaching, you were doing ministry things, and I was so impressed when your pastor asked you to take up this initiative to reach troubled neighborhoods. And so on your day off, you were reaching out, and you were actually seeing things happen, fruit come out of that ministry. But there was a catalyst for change for you. Tell us what that was.
The catalyst was my wife. She was feeling like I had left her for ministry. And I didn't have another woman as a mistress, but ministry had become my mistress. And she told me that if I did not make changes, that she was going to go live with her parents because she felt like a single woman. And she was a single woman in a lot of respects. I mean, I would come home and just fall into bed asleep because I was so exhausted from the day. And so that was the catalyst when, you know, sometimes the Lord uses those who are closest to us to get our attention when the Holy Spirit uses those close to us to do that. And that certainly was a wake-up call for me. I told her if she would stay there, I would resign the next day. I did. Our lives took a radical change, of course. And for the last 20 years now, we have worked so hard at finding healthy rhythms for our life. And it's not easy. It requires a lot of conversation and a lot of due diligence. But Pam and I are very busy people today. I mean, we pastor a large church. We're involved in lots of ministries here in our city. I travel all over the world. But in the midst of all of that, Pam and I have found a beautiful rhythm of living that allows us to be more productive than we ever were before.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.